I'm Anderson Cooper. Welcome to the 360 Podcast. The LA Clippers may soon have a new owner, and a young man who survived Friday's killing rampage in Santa Barbara speaks out. Let's get started. Former Microsoft CEO Steve Ballmer is close to buying the Los Angeles Clippers for a reported winning bid of $2 billion. That's according to a source with knowledge of the negotiations. It's a deal that could turn this story on its head. Now, a short time ago, Donald Sterling's attorney, Maxwell Bleacher, made the case on CNN that his client is a man who's been wronged, the victim of a, quote, kangaroo court, who's now considering suing the league. What's really interesting or strange, depending on your perspective, is when you listen to this interview, Mr. Bleacher sounds like his client is digging in for long fight, not a quick sale like the deal with Ballmer. Listen.
The league on Tuesday has a guillotine over Mr. Sterling's head. On Tuesday, they will confiscate his team under the terms that are by constitution and bylaws. They'll do that illegally, and if they don't want a lawsuit challenging that conduct, they need to let us know before Tuesday. The league has said in writing to me that that tape recording is the sole basis of their claims against Mr. Sterling. So the sole basis of their claims is an illegally obtained recording, which under California law cannot be offered in evidence. So they have no case. He's accepting responsibility that he made a mistake. He's not consenting to the league confiscating his property, which you can now see is worth more than $1 billion. He's not consenting to pay a $2.5 million fine or to be banished from the stadium for the rest of his life. These are draconian remedies that exceed anything anybody has ever done in any professional sport. And what is the basis of it? An illegal recording. He's not a racist. He's had five black head coaches. He had a 22-year association with Elgin Baylor as his director of operations. 22 years with that man. He's given huge sums of money to black charities, including the United Negro Fund. He has given tickets away to the inner city people so that the kids can see his games. There isn't any record in the entire 30 years he's owned this team of racism entering into the conduct and operation of the team.
Well, that interview was just about 2 hours ago, and now we have news of this potential $2 billion sale. To make things even more bizarre is that stance you just heard from Mr. Bleacher is nearly the exact opposite tone his client, Donald Sterling, took when I spoke with him just over 2 weeks ago.
People want me to hire a wall of lawyers and them to hire a wall of lawyers and to go to war. I don't think that's the answer. The league is a good league, all honest people. And I think that whatever they decide that has to be done, I think I should work with them. I mean, I love my league. I love my partners. Am I entitled to one mistake? It's a terrible mistake, and I'll never do it again. Is it harsh? Of course it's harsh. But it's not like I don't deserve. I thought they were going to do more.
Well, that was clearly then. So now either Mr. Sterling is girding for battle or is close to selling the team to Steve Ballmer for about $2 billion. Either way, on Tuesday, the league's 30 owners plan to vote on whether to strip Sterling and his estranged wife, Shelley, of their ownership rights. There's a lot going on. Senior legal analyst Jeffrey Toobin joins me tonight along with Stephen A. Smith, co-host of ESPN's First Take. Let's start off, Stephen. What do you think of this report, Steve Ballmer buying the Clippers for reportedly $2 billion or so?
Well, obviously, that's a lot of money. There's no question about that. You certainly didn't anticipate that the Sterling family or the Clippers would be able to be sold for that amount of money. But I can assure you, if indeed that is the truth and it's that amount of money, that's just going to give the NBA and its board of governors even more incentive to make sure that a sale takes place and that Donald Sterling is out, because they definitely like that kind of price tag.